Tudi če ni denarja, moram reči, da ti si feeling, ki delaš radio, ti ste pravi in seveda, lep pozdrav radio Kojot, strani radio Študent in seveda držite se.
Cross Radio.
Dobar dan, dobrodošli u Cross Radio 196 iz Zrenjanina. U Zrenjaninu je u toku regionalni festival alternativne kulture Refract, koji se održava pored Zrenjanina u Prijepolju, Banatskom Novom Selu, Beogradu i Kragujevcu. U okviru Refracta održana je dvodnevna radionica elektronske muzike koju je vodio Vesa Vahvilainen iz Helsinkija, Finska. Koristeći program Framstein koji su sami programirali i razvili postižu utisak slike koja je iz real time-a transformisana u jedinstvenu digitalnu promenljivu projekciju. Gde je originalni input teško prepoznatljiv, skreči, fuzi, noizi, tajanstveni i uvijeni ritmovi kombinovani sa slikom u mozaični tok koji primamo ne samo vizualno već svim svojim čulima. Otvaranje Refracta u Zrenjaninu je prepušteno strip crtačima Simonu Bukhave iz Danske, Matiju Lavrenčiću iz Slovenije i Goraždu Bizjaku iz Slovenije. Nakon toga održan je koncert i video projekcija finskog sastava Pink Twins. Sa nama su razgovarali Vesa i Juha Vehvilainen i Simon Bukhave, danski strip crtač. Da čujemo šta kaže Vesa i Juha.
All right, hello, I'm Vesa.
Hello, I'm Juju.
And we're the Pink Twins. we come from Helsinki, Finland, and we're now at the Zrenjanin Radio Coyote station.
We just played a concert here.
At the Zrenjanin Cultural Center. It's our first time in Serbia, and we're happy to be here in Zrenjanin. We started working together with music in 1997, so that's about 8 years now. We started playing live in 98 and have been doing this since.
And we started making videos sometime around 2000 to accompany the performances.
Yeah, of course we've known each other since birth, but...
Since my birth.
Oh yeah, but I was expecting. What we're doing is... we play some, we record, well, random sounds, whatever, we can use whatever sounds we like, and it's very much based on sound processing and creating things with sound and tweaking that and using it in a different way. I think it's sort of like a, in a way, maybe a maximalist approach where we just want to have everything in the mix at the same time, if possible. So it's not an idea of having one style or doing a certain type of thing.
And we do video very much the same way as we do sound. Also, when we perform the video, it's also synced to the sound, and it has the same. We use still videos or some video material, and it's processed using some custom processing software. We basically...
Which means it's...
We basically made the video effects ourselves.
So we and just use the computer to modify and twist and create new video material out of pictures or video. Or whatever. Yeah, this is the first time in Serbia and in the Balkan area. We've been in Europe, well, a couple of places in Russia, quite a lot. Well, very much in kind of different kinds of events. Either they can be music clubs or music festivals or art events, art museums, or exhibition openings. Or outdoor shows, whatever. I was doing a workshop on music, basically music making, and well, talking about my approach to electronic music and the kind of art that we are doing. It was I had two sessions on 2 days. It was very relaxed and informal. kind of free situation, mostly talking about different things. I think it was really good to do it here in Zrenjanin, because you need to have local activity in, not just in the capital but other places too. So as well as just playing here, it was nice to talk to some people and exchange views. For people who are willing to make music and be a musician in Serbia, I think what's most important is being active and actively play your music to people, arrange concerts, bring your music to, I don't know, people, cultural center or whoever might have possibilities to arrange.
A sada čujemo šta kaže Simon Buhave iz Danske na otvaranju izložbe u kulturnom centru Zrenjanin.
Okay, hello. I am Simon Buhave from Copenhagen in Denmark, and I'm visiting in Zrenjanin and other cities in Serbia this week to do an exhibition of my comic books. I have two stories with me on this exhibition, two short stories, one about a tree which is made into a car, and another one about a sailor who buys some animals because he's lonely and he buys them from the devil, and then he has to go sailing and he kills the animals because he can't leave them alone, and he comes back and feels lonely again and commits suicide and is reunited with his friends. And then there's a short passage from a 40-page comic book I did called Ghost, and there's some new stuff also. Oh well, maybe I guess it's not finished yet, so I can't say if it's going to be my favorite, but all the new stuff is always the most exciting, and when I see some of the older stuff, there are sometimes things that I would like to do different, so of course the newest things are my favorites. I've always done comics as far as I can remember. Yeah, like since I was maybe 3 or 4 or something, I would do stories about Robin Hood and monsters and make my father write the text that I dictated for him. But I started at a comic book studio in Copenhagen when I was 21 and have been doing it more seriously since then.
I za kraj slušamo Pink Twins, numeri Fit. We'll be right back. sve, prijatno i doviđenja.
Tu čini dnare, moram reći da ti si feeling kad delaš radio, a ti ste pravi sveda. Lijep pozdrav radio koji je odstrani radio student i sveda držite se.
Cross Radio.